Chapter 5. Show and Tell. Wisfiddle felt a mixture of pride and fear as Kaboom carried him into the midst of the other Gorgons in the tribe. There were only a handful of them, but that was more than enough from Wisfiddle's perspective.
"What you got there?"
asked a red-haired one who was sporting freckles and bright blue eyes. She wore a bright yellow button-up shirt with a white scarf and a brown skirt. While Gorgons weren't known for their brains, they certainly had a sense of style. Kaboom looked at her, confused.
"Where? In your hand?"
Kaboom looked at his right hand. Wisfiddle was standing on the left one.
Your other hand?" "Oh, yeah,"
Kaboom replied sheepishly to the red-haired lady.
"Sorry, Biddy. This guy is Whipdiddle."
"Wisfiddle," corrected Wisfiddle.
"What?"
"My name is Wisfiddle, not Whipdiddle."
"Oh, sorry,"
said Kaboom.
"Him name are Wisfiddle."
"How come you not smash him?"
asked Biddy accusingly.
"Cause him are a Gorgon."
"Him are?"
chorused everyone in the group.
"That what him said,"
answered Kaboom. Biddy walked over and brought her gigantic face down to inspect the elderly wizard. Her eyes were the size of ponds, making Wisfiddle feel so small that it was all he could do to not wet himself. She slowly pulled back away, crossing her arms.
"You say you is a Gorgon?"
she asked dubiously.
"Technically," Wisfiddle answered while pointing at Kaboom. "Kaboom was the one who said it. I just happened to agree with him."
"Why are you so small?"
"I smoked a lot when I were younger. Stunted me growth."
"Yeah."
She was obviously weighing the situation, and from how everyone else in the group was watching her, Wisfiddle assumed that she was in charge.
"So is you a Gorgon or not?"
she asked finally.
"Sure,"
Wisfiddle answered in the same manner he had when Kaboom had asked the question. Biddy smiled.
"Okay."
Everyone said,
"Yay!"
and started clapping. Kaboom went to join in, but Wisfiddle yelled,
"Don't clap! Don't clap!"
The Gorgon stopped himself and looked at Wisfiddle.
"That were close,"
Kaboom said with relief.
"Sorry, mister."
"It's fine,"
Wisfiddle said as the adrenaline zipped through his veins.
"Listen, any chance you can get everyone to sit around so I can talk to all of you at once?"
"Yeah, okay."
"Swell!"